Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we want to talk about quantity versus quality when it comes to content marketing or maybe marketing in general.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
When it comes to content marketing or maybe marketing in general, what is better? I had somebody recently ask me this question and I didn't quite know. Like, I wanted to say it depends, but I was like, does it still? Maybe I should talk to Heaton about this. And that was a question, it was phrased very kind of current where the person asked me, in today's reality of content marketing, does it make more sense for us to focus on sheer quantity, just try to create as much content as possible, promote ourselves as much as possible, be on all podcasts, do blog posts and guest posts on all the blogs, just flood the market with our presence? Or should we focus on doing less stuff, but really, really high quality? Maybe work for 6 months on a super in-depth, long-form article with insights and data that you can't find anywhere else, and really just, or do a video that's like highly produced, and just, should we just err more on quantity or more quality when it comes to our content marketing efforts? What is better in today's content marketing reality as a software company or as a startup?
Yeah. Goals matter more than anything else. What's your goal? Forget everything else. What's your goal? So let's talk about some goals, right? If you're doing content marketing today with all the content that's out there already, and with, I think, more than ever, people understanding that content is really about getting search traffic, you need to figure out if content is worth it to you in the short run or if it's a longer term thing. If it's a longer term thing, you're focused on SEO and it's going to take a while. Like, there's no quick win there. If it's a shorter term thing, then you're just focusing on brand awareness, and you're probably much more focused on making sure the things you write get a lot of social media traffic, or things like Hacker News or Growth Hackers or Reddit traffic. And the honest, real truth is, when you do content marketing, you should be aiming for a long-term SEO benefit, researching all those things, as well as finding things that'll hit on social in the beginning so you can just start building up the traffic and the backlinks and things like that as well. That's a very elementary way to put it, honestly. But like, let's just talk about content marketing for a second, because you talked about podcasts and stuff, right? And a lot of us like have been either deliberate about this or learned the hard way that random content doesn't help you unless you know how it's going to get traffic for you. So working on your distribution and your promotion of content is what I might even start before you write content, that way you can do research. So do keyword research to figure out what search terms make sense for you. Do research on those communities, Hacker News, Reddit, Designer News, whatever ones that you can target. Even GitHub is a content machine if you really start digging into it, and can get you traffic, but that's if you're a developer-focused product. And go do your research and figure out what's popping on those things, what's popping off, what's working right now, right? Last month, last 2 months, last 90 days. You don't have to go too much further back in most categories and to learn a lot. And then use that to inform whatever content strategy you go after. So start with the distribution and then worry about the content. And that's what I mean by goal. What's my goal? I want to get traffic. Well, where am I going to get the traffic from? Cool. I'm going to get the traffic from those places. How do I get traffic from those places? Study those places. Engage with those communities if you have to, and figure out how you're going to get the traffic before you worry about the content. That's the upside down way to do content marketing, which is now the right side up way. So that's content.
I love it. I just want to wrap this up right here. There's nothing more to add. This is a beautiful way to respond. This is it from us for this episode of the Startup Chat. We'll see you very soon. See ya.